And so actually the devotional, and I just have something very short to share. It's from Second Chronicles, and it relates to all of this that we're faced with right now. And I know it's different in the States, but I think we are all seeing the signs of what is coming. Difficulties are ahead of us. But of course the Lord is on his throne. And it's interesting in 2 Corinthians 13 that we're told by way of explanation. I'm just going to read one verse here and then a couple verses elsewhere. 2 Chronicles 13, verse 18. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. And then in 2 Chronicles 16, God says to the people, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, this is 16:7, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. And then he says in verse 8, yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, so he refers back to an occasion in the past, yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. So you see the contrast, and I just wanted to highlight that today. That on one hand, when God's people looked to their allies for help, whether it was Egypt or whoever, when they looked to their own resources, their flesh, princes' chariots, well, God left them to themselves and they failed. But when they looked to him and they relied on him, God honored that and he came to their aid. And so it is in our day. I think the temptation often for us is to look to man. And we're doing that here in Ontario to a degree where we've got our coalitions and we're trying to rally support from politicians and doctors and everyone else, hoping to change the way things go politically. Also trying to, we've got our lawyers. The reality is, if we're going to succeed, the kingdom is going to be advanced, we need to rely upon the Lord. And that's what we're doing here when we gather for prayer, is we're coming to God and we're saying, we can't, but you can. So let's be doing that. Let's go to God together in prayer and try him. So often we try man, and then that fails and we end up back to the place of prayer. So let's be praying and admitting to God that if it were not for him, we are already undone. But if it pleases him, we are not just going to survive, but we're going to see the kingdom gloriously advancing and Jesus Christ exalted and thousands upon thousands saved.